Philip.
It's much lighter in your studio than mine.
Yeah, it is. I've got a window right behind, right in front of me here. And it's still quite light outside.
Yeah, but my, you know.
London doesn't have very big sky, does it? Maybe that's it. I mean, I have got a lot of sky out that window.
Yeah.
Makes me look good.
Yeah.
I think. Jealous of my skin tone.
Your light and your LEDs looking rather good in the back there.
Just casually playing in the background. Yeah. Know, not a big deal. How are you, Phil?
I'm quite tired today, actually.
Which is something that you've done? Have you been got a reason for it?
Yeah, well, I'm working with Sam, your sister.
Oh.
On her new venture.
Oh, I don't know about that.
The whole of me.
Oh.
It's a sort of wellness thing. It's like I'm not, it's mainly, you know, I'm just sort of sticking my two pennies in.
Uh-huh.
But it's a lot of things and it's a big thing. And it's like Tatty. It's a sort of version of, so it's sort of, and I've just sort of expanded it. You know, I said, oh, you should do it for, yeah, not realizing just quite how much work that would be.
It's
kind of good in my head. Oh, you should do it for more people. That would be great.
Okay, Phil, I'll take you up on that.
Yeah, so Sam, all right, carry on. He's like, oh. You know, I have to do something. Shit. But it's good. It's nice.
You love it, really, don't you?
Well, you know, I'm not going to get anything with my sort of thing for a while. So, sort of online based stuff. Why not try it?
Yeah. How exciting.
Yeah.
So, no wonder you're creatively spent.
Yeah, a little bit. Just it's just quite hard at the moment because it's not. It's a lot of bitty and it's not, you know, it's just hard. Development of anything is hard because it doesn't exist. So you're just kind of, you know.
Yes, you're creating.
Yes.
You're literally creating something.
Yeah. And because it's never existed, it's like, well, where does that go? Of course, anywhere I want it to go. And then it's just like, okay. Yeah. But anyway.
You know? Oh, well, fortunately here, I'm not asking you to create anything. So you can sit back and relax and just take it easy.
Anyway, so I rang you yesterday because a great mystery happened, Dan.
Oh.
So I went to load Tonal Balance 2.
Well, we got to catch the listeners up, Phil.
You forgot the script.
You've got Tonal Balance?
Yes. And I loaded, I've got Ozone 9.
Advanced. No.
Yes.
So what happened there, Phil?
I loaded it all on the iMac.
How did you get Ozone 9? Did you, what?
A loyalty thing.
Yes.
That, was hours away from running out. Can I just put a little caveat in here?
Yes.
Still on.
No.
It was hours to go. Do it now, they said. Otherwise, that's it.
You'll lose it.
2 days later, you've still got your loyalty offer. Well, why? No. You've got hours to go.
No, Isotope. Don't you remember? It was a one-time only special deal. Yeah,
before midnight, P time, Central Pacific or whatever it is, CPT.
Yes.
So I've worked it out. I had hours to go. So I just bought it. Great.
Have you ever seen that Derren Brown episode? Do you ever watch Derren Brown?
I have watched him, yeah.
He got this person, put them in a room with a red button and a cat in the cage.
Right.
And they said, right, there's a timer. There's a timer on the wall. It's counting down. If it gets to zero and you haven't pressed that red button, you get £10,000 and the cat walks free, right? But if you press the red button before it gets to zero, you get nothing and you'll electrocute the cat.
Right.
As it counted down, this contestant got more and more agitated, and as it went into the last 10 seconds, she ran over and pressed the red button.
So why, though? Why would you do that?
Well, I don't know. You know, it is Derren Brown, so pinch of salt and everything, but all I'm trying to draw is that I know exactly that feeling. That's why those time-limited sales offers have such a great work so well and are used so much, because there is something inside of you that it's so difficult to resist as that deadline comes up.
It's a bit of a missing out, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? And it just builds and builds and builds from who knows where. Until it's so hard to resist, hard to resist. Yeah.
And so I loaded it on my iMac, because on my studio here, it's 10, what's the version I've got? 10, here we go, 10.10, Yosemite.
And it says... ancient history.
Yeah, it says you've got to have 10, 11 and above.
Right.
Right. So I loaded on the iMac. Anyway, and then I talked to you because the tonal balance only works in a door. And my door is on this computer, you see.
And I could have
loaded the door on my iMac, logic, but I can't because I haven't got the right... Anyway, well, so I came over here...
So you couldn't use it. You couldn't use it.
No, I couldn't use tonal balance, which was very irritating because that was the one thing that excited me. So anyway, I came over here and got into my portal, the Isotope portal.
Yes.
And there it all is.
Yes.
Know, all the stuff.
All the things.
And next to it, it said install. So I thought, all right, and even though it shouldn't work. So I installed tonal balance.
Yeah.
And voila, worked perfectly. So then I thought, right, I'm going to install the whole bloody Ozone 9. Here we go.
Jesus. Phil!
I did it. It all installed, open, there it is. I was thinking, God, this shouldn't be working. Why is it? Because I haven't got the right operating system. Loaded a track, press play, and it's coming out my monitor speaker, not the my screen speaker, not through Apollo, not through my interface.
Right, right.
So I'm thinking, right, it must be easy. There must be a setting, you know, audio out.
Yeah.
Couldn't find it anywhere. Went online, couldn't find it. So I thought, oh, maybe I need to restart. So I restarted, still not. Checked Ozone 7, and that's fine, coming out of the Apollo.
And this is the standalone app.
Standalone app. So it wasn't playing out the Apollo, which for mixing, well, you know, if you're going to mix with speakers, you can't come out.
Yeah.
So then I thought, well, what if I use it not as a standalone, but on the out bus in.
Yeah.
So I put it in there, right? And it's coming out of Apollo, right? So I started fiddling and then everywhere, haywire.
No.
Quit, escape, oh no. My red lines and
told you so.
It just doesn't work. I erased the whole lot quickly. Thinking, oh God, you know. And then I was booting up Logic. It had about all these... but I didn't want it. Like, oh no! It's like validating all this shit that I didn't want. So luckily, on the portal, it said it's got an uninstaller, which would do it all for you. So I did all that, but the plugins were still in Logic. So I went into Logic, the plugin manager. I sort of went through them all, deleted them all. It took me, you know, that moment of foolishness. Faffing about an hour and a half. Oh, so there we are. It's annoying though, because if I could get the standalone, it seemed to be working, just not playing through Logic and not playing through Apollo, you know, my interface.
It can't have gone backwards.
Everywhere.
That's so frustrating.
So it's sort of loaded.
Tonal balance.
That works.
So you're using tonal balance on your Mac.
Yeah, I'm just going to load up just to show you how I was rather impressed with myself. Now, hang on. So if I just going to load up Open Recent. I think it was that one. Okay, I'm just loading up, then I'll share the screen. Okay, there it is. Oh, bloody hell. The usual, one of your plugins has been disabled, malarkey. Hang on, put that there. Then go, get that there. So I don't know why one of the plugins has been, but anyway, it doesn't really matter. Hang on, just do that. Do that. Then share the screen. Here we go. It's worth the wait, Dan. Yeah.
Oh.
So there's the rock thing, and I was playing this track. Now hopefully it'll work. Oh, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Hang on. Can you hear anything? It's not even...
No.
That's really weird. It's coming out of my headphones. Or is it your headphones?
No, no. It's just coming out
of... It's coming out of Apollo. Oh, no, it's not. It's coming out of the... don't worry. Anyway, look at that. The graph, it's a rock track. I mean, that fits pretty much smack on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, isn't it? That's really impressive.
That's my rock track. Hang on, I'll just... That's your... If I just stop the share a second and then just stop that and do that, and then I can get it playing. Hopefully you might hear it if I go file. Oh God, sorry. Let's keep, where is it? Preferences, audio, general, audio. Output device. I won't fiddle with it. Let me see if I won't display audio. That's it. Output device, display audio. Right. Now. Oh, I didn't like that. Oh dear. Oh no, here we are. Right. Oh God. There we are. Can you hear something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I go. And then there's the... I'm quite pleased with that.
I would be, yeah.
I just don't care why.
Okay, so that's sort of... So it's
sort of really interesting, Phil. Yeah.
Right.
I'd say it's an interesting one around 3K. There's a little dip there, isn't there?
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up there. And then, which I've got a feeling that was something that you had before. But the peak around... It's hard to say that there's a peak around 300, 400. There doesn't seem to be one, really. Maybe a slightly up in that general area. But
I like the these top bits and how you can solo them. What? So, yes, you're playing, right? And then you can go... So you can solo.
I don't hear that bit at all.
Okay, here's the low mid. So that's where my voice is, because that's where you can hear my voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the high mid. And the low.
Yeah.
Sort of isolate.
Yeah.
And then as it's playing, you see how they go white? These things go white, and that's when it's working. So as it's playing, the low and the high mid and the high are okay now, but the low mid's not working. It's too... It's when it's in the right range, and start going white.
Right.
So the low mid's wrong in all this bit. Our high is in and out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And our low mid's okay now. That's all okay now.
Thank you.
That's very good, isn't it?
It's brilliant. Oh,
and he's got a readout of your Crest Factor as well over there.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure what's the Crest Factor. What's that do?
Well, I think you see the one on the left, the little diamond.
Yeah.
That's indicating highly dynamic, you know when you look at a waveform.
Yeah.
And you haven't really crushed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas the one where it's all the same height, it means you've really put it through the limiter or the compressor and squashed it all together.
So you kind of like wobbling around in the middle.
Yeah, I think that's what it's saying there, and that's quite a clear depiction of that.
I think it's a brilliant tool. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good, isn't it?
Lovely tool.
I'm glad it works on your system there as well, which is good.
Well, I don't know. It's because one of my plugins has been disabled for some reason. I've only got a distortion. The vocal's meant to be distorted and it's been disabled. So it might be cocking things up. I don't know. Because it's not meant to work.
Yeah, it could be.
So, but anyway, if it doesn't, I'll just get rid of it.
Yeah, but that's a bit like the old best before dates, isn't it? You know, they're guidelines more than hard and fast rules. You don't.
Yeah, and I thought it's like a little plugin that goes in. It's a metering thing. It's only a metering thing.
What damage could it do?
No, well,
I mean, I think you're a bit unlucky with the other ones. Frankly, I think.
Well, it's just annoying when you put in. There's one thing I hate is because I put in. How to change output on Ozone 9 Advanced, right? And then they just come in about how to, they show you all these videos. It's like, well, I know what I'm asking. It's how do I put it any clearer than that? Because there must be a way of routing. So I then said how to route Ozone 9 to the correct speaker. I don't know. So I think there must be. But I don't know. Maybe you don't, because maybe it automatically, because Ozone 7 just automatically goes to the Apollo.
Did you do that thing of reading the manual?
I went through the whole manual looking for anything about output, nothing. Well, because there's not much on the interface. There's a settings button, that's where it should be. And there's nothing there. And there's nothing else. File preferences went in.
They've got to have somewhere, haven't they? I mean, that's a standard thing.
Yeah, to route it. It's where are you routing it?
Yeah. Another one that I hate for that is the old Spotify on Windows.
Right.
It doesn't have a, where do you want to output Spotify? It's like you're a music player. That's the thing, literally the thing you do.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, no, we want to keep it, simple. And so it just outputs to the default. And you're like, I hate it.
It's really frustrating.
Default beats, configurable.
Yeah.
That's just one win for the simpletons, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, you can always have like an advanced option.
Yeah.
I appreciate keeping it simple. I don't appreciate loading up an app and it's got every feature in your face straight away, because you've got no idea which one you should be, where you should be going. So one that reveals itself to you over time is the best.
Yeah.
But don't take that to mean don't give people features. Really annoying.
And it's just anyway, that sort of thing. Yeah, it's a mastering. It's weird.
Yeah.
There's no, what's weird, what's awesome is there's no acknowledgement of it. There's nothing anywhere. What if you want to? I mean, I'll write to their support people.
Yeah, and they go, oh, Phil, good to hear from you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, we've got another offer for you. What you need.
Yeah.
But it'll probably be something to do with the operating system, I suspect.
Yeah, maybe, but I mean, that's not going to hide the whole settings thing from you.
No.
It's not going to do that. So it's a bit of a mystery, Philip. Bit of a mystery. We're a bit late, but I've got to give you the... hang on a second.
It's the Phil and Danny Show. Thanks for joining us. Let's go.
Okay.
A bit late, but this was just the what's that bit that goes before the title in movies these days or shows, you know, the pre-roll or whatever.
Yeah.
In a 15-minute pre-roll intro to the Phil and Danny Show.
Yeah.
Episode 4. Can you believe it?
Is it? A month or 3 weeks. No, because we missed 1 week. So this is the fourth week.
Fourth show.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff. I've got something new for you.
You said you...
I've got that as well, but I won't... What I'll start with, though, is this here. Look at this. Some gratuitous advertising there, but for honey, saves me money. And it's so easy to use. But this is, can you see that?
Yeah.
It's got all the categories that we've thought of over the so far. So if I press here to spin, it will spin round and pick one at random.
Oh, I see, yeah.
You ready to, should we give this a go?
Yeah.
Here we go then.
Very good.
Oh yeah, good. A classic.
Oh yes.
So,
that's great, I like that.
How's the lockdown album going, Phil?
Right, well, it is if I just look at the thing, and I go to 2020 and I go to that. So use the tracks to use are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I have 10 tracks to use. Early tapes, there's another 2. That's 12, but I don't really like the early tapes. But yes, I'm
10's ample.
So 10's enough for an album, but there's 2 more that I haven't recorded yet, which are really nice. So I'll record them and then I'll
decide.
Because one of them is Smile in the Dark, which is on the EP.
Ah, yes,
it's on
yeah.
All those places, but I quite like that.
One of the 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a different version. It's the same version.
Same version, but I could do a remix or something. I could.
Yeah. Or our listeners could do a remix.
Right.
Yes. Let's do a remix competition. Put it out there. We'll take the top 5. Yeah. And we'll put it to a vote.
Not sure about that one.
Your chance to be featured on the lockdown album.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good. I haven't really done, what did I do? I've done a bit of just vocal or two and same with the old distortion on the vocal and lots more work.
Share a little bit of one of them.
Hang on,
give us another preview.
Yeah, I'll just load it up. Sorry, I'm just updating information. So luckily, the scanning audio units is only quick now. Unlike when I had OZone 9, it took about 20 minutes
every time.
Yeah, I've got a thing called Auto Map. I've had it for years.
No patience.
I never use it. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. But the trouble is, because I did lots of tracks with it, that when I delete it, it's all, when you load up a track, it's all got red lines on it. So even though I never use it, I haven't used it for years, so it's probably time to just
think. You're stuck with it.
Yeah, but that's what it's scanning. And then when I open Logic, it has the control surfaces. Oh, dear. Yeah, it's all going a bit weird. Anyway, I've got tonal balance on this one as well. I was having I have to disable bypass control servers. I have to do that every time. It's really annoying. Right. Let me just see if this one. Can you hear it very well?
Well, kind of. I think it's coming out of your speakers and then going back in. I don't know whether you can share audio on here or something.
If I go to the preferences, so it depends where I, because this you can obviously choose your output. I've got system setting, no, just display output, that's all I've got.
But on Zoom, can you, you can share your video, can you share audio as well?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. I can hear a rough.
I can
get the idea.
Okay.
Yeah, that's piano, right?
Yeah.
You sit in a universe. Smile of the galaxy, a turning in the road, sparks a version of your history, mixing in your being, and stirring up the memory.
I like it.
Down that spin. Gotta do a bit of falsetto now, get ready.
Nice one.
There's some nice harmonies coming. So this isn't finished by a long shot. It's a ghost vocal, really. Sort of fades out. Yeah. But it needs a lot more.
Nice.
It needs a lot more. I'm very pleased with this bit. Hang on, if I just can. So these bits, to just. Oops.
Walk and time with you. See you in the settle down. I watch the thoughts you have slowing down. I want to try to unjangle you.
Yes.
Yeah, nice one, mate.
Yeah, that's one of the slowies. But that needs loads. I'm going to do lots on that. I'm going to have my old floor tom and some ride cymbals and some
Oh, really? So that's quite that's quite raw, that one, at the moment.
Yeah.
Compared to your vision. Yeah. Oh, I look forward to it. Thanks for sharing that one. Have you got a, are you just going to keep working on it until it's done, or have you got a release schedule in mind?
Yeah, I think maybe August, but I want it to be, because I want to work on it, and then I want to master it, you know, really nicely.
Yeah.
It's quite big. It's quite big sounding. It's quite different. It's very electric.
Yeah. So do you think that's going to take you longer than normal because it's a different thing? You know, you can't just bang it out.
I just want it to be big. Yeah, I want it to sound, I don't know, just sort of try it. I just want it to be quite a different thing, different vibe. So,
but
it sounds massive. Some of them, because of the, you know, the old Gretsch sounds, it's sounding really nice.
Hmm.
I've enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. It's much easier. I said last week or whatever. Than recording electric and acoustic.
Yeah. It's
much easier to mix and stuff.
Yeah.
Sits. Yeah. Nicely.
And are you in for an easy life these days?
What do you mean, like in? As in, it's easy just to
start like for me. Yeah, if it's easier, then yeah, that's what I'm all about. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm not into battling against, you know, anything these days. I just
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, I do quite like honing it though. It's still quite. I like fiddling, you know, sort of taking time and. Getting sounds, but it's just it's nice the guitar bit though, because acoustic guitars are quite hard to record, so it's nice, especially because it's summer, it's quite hot, you can't really faff about, you know, it's much quicker to boom, you can get something down quite quickly. I like that.
And then
you can spend time with the drums and the vocals and stuff.
And there is no you have not got a deadline, so while you're enjoying
that's the key.
Yeah, there is no there's no need to stop, is there? No.
So anyway, what's this other thing you've got apart from your spinner?
Well, I was why did I get onto this? I think it was because I was probably from last week's, it must have come off the back of last week's a chat with you, but I'm not sure why. I think it was I don't know whether I mentioned it last week, but I found my genre that I've found. I've always liked electronic music. And have I always liked it? Yeah, I think even when Acid came out, you know, that was quite a wild departure from the music that was sort of dominating at the time.
Yeah.
But some of that, I really dug that sound, some of the music that came out, not all of it, but some of it, and then techno and, you know, trance, and it went on, and I sort of would hear some stuff and I'd really like it, but then I'd go and get mixes or albums or whatever, and most of it would be not my stuff. Anyway, turns out it's psytrance is the stuff that I like. So
psytrance.
I was trying to psytrance, which was big in the 90s, but it's got a lot of sort of repetitive, you know, stuff going on. Not too much going on at any one time, but just a lot of you know, it's the usual stuff, but quite distinctive melodic patterns, burbling bass lines, fairly straightforward rhythms, you know, that kind of filters, that kind of stuff. Anyway, this I thought, right, that's what I want to do. I want to be able to, you know, produce my own stuff like that. So I started looking into how to do that. And then I started going, well, you know, I'm going to need to be able to put in a lot of notes, enter a lot of notes. You know, do you work with MIDI?
Yeah, do you do much I work MIDI? With machine yeah. sort of MIDI. But no, I mean a little bit, not much.
I spent a lot of time in my youth moving notes around a grid, you know, doing it all that way. So I love doing that. I love just fiddling with little, you know, dots, spreadsheet music. Yeah. So anyway, this ended up on this plugin. I was looking for a Reaper, by the way, is great for what I want to do as far as MIDI goes, you know, editing control changes, you know, putting in that kind of stuff. But this Riffer, you see, I don't know whether you can see it there. I mean, maybe we can get a better picture of it. All this does, and this is where you're gonna get out the rosary and garlic. But you choose a sort of it just outputs MIDI. This, yeah. You press this dice button at the top, and it comes up with a little melody in there. Riff, and then it loops around. And if you press the dice button again, it comes up with another one. And so you just keep pressing the dice button until it plays something that you like.
Find one that you like. Yeah,
and then use that.
Okay.
They've got another one that does drums.
Playbeat,
which does a similar thing, but, you know, just does it for drums. It's got four tracks of you know, MIDI, and you can randomize, you know, they allow you to select, you're just randomizing the pitch or the velocity or the timing.
It's just patterns, it's just ons and offs, so you then link it to a
plug a synth into it the other end, and then you just, you know, generate stuff. And this goes back to what we were talking about the other day, which I thought was really interesting, was, you know, I said you don't, you know, it's not, does it matter if is it about being able to play the instrument or to come up with the melody? Is that the important thing, or is it the important thing being able to select which of your ideas are the good ideas? You know what I mean? And this really gets rid of all of the bit before the selecting bit. Automates everything before there, and it just goes, how about this one? How about that one? How about that one? How about that one? And all you're doing is being the filter, the sort of chooser at the end, and going, that's the one. That's it with that and that over there with that. And that's kind of, I love chords. I love sorting out the chords. Yeah, the chordal structure. Right. I love that. But the rest of it, I'll do it to get to make the song, but I'm not really, you know, I can take it or leave it. So I was, I've got high hopes that this will just allow me to bang through the middle bit and get from the chords to the end bit.
Okay.
So
have you used it much? Have you tried it?
I haven't even tried it yet, mate. I've just spent a week searching and researching and reading up and trying different things. So it's been a fun week.
Yeah, it's nice when you sort of find find something new.
A research topic. I love having a research topic. Yeah. So
it's good. I mean, I've got similar things on machine. I mean, I've got hundreds of presets. You can just play, you know, you load a drum kit and there's hundreds of, and sometimes that's quite nice as a starting point, and then you delete everything except the bass drum and then build your own around that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And they, you know, you can lock, you know, you like the kick on this, you lock that and then keep randomizing the other bits, you know, or you can, once you've got a bit, you can shift it around. You can, you know, you can, oh, that sounds good, but I got to lose that bit. And at which point, you know, does it become, I feel like it is your creativity going on there. I'm trying to think of a, you know,
is there any preset sounds on it then? Does it come? I just wonder how it would work with an iPad. Because how would you connect it, an iPad
version? There is an iPad version of it. Yeah,
that's all. Yeah.
Oh right, yeah, I think they all do come with some preset sounds in them.
Yeah.
But I am, you know, I've got my synth, I've got my drum machine. I just want to use those particular ones. I want to drive
them.
I went with Synthmaster and Synthmaster One, which are they're just capable synths. You know, they've got the stuff in them, and I will, you know, it'll take me 10 years to get the hang of, you know, get the hang of either of them if I just focus on those. So that's what I want to do. I don't want to, you know, I've spent way too long sort of flitting from synth to synth, you know what I mean, and becoming and never really getting the hang of any of them. So what I want to do is really go deep on something, you know, on the tools, really go deep on the tools and just try and get to, you know, get to become competent on a smaller tool set, you know.
Definitely. Less is more. Definitely.
But I'm not doing anything at the moment because I'm just doing this podcast and that's it. and so it's all just dreams at the moment, Phil. Although, oh my God, I really want to play you our song.
All right,
do you remember
yes.
our song?
Yeah, that wasn't because long before lockdown.
It can't have been, can it? It
about
can't
3 have
been.
3 weeks before it was. Before the world went berserk.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't anything to do with us, was it?
No.
But where has all the money gone? Right. See if you can hear this. Can you hear it?
No.
Can you hear it? No.
No.
Oh, hang on. I know how to do this. All right. Can you hear it? Yeah?
Yes.
Right.
You remember the chord?
Yeah.
That was
there we go. Can you see them?
Yeah, F minor. B flat, oh God. Okay, that's, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
And then
it was that C minor, G minor.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about that one. I thought maybe that should be G sharp.
That's it. I don't know if it's G minor. Yeah, it's G. Just G major.
Yeah, here. G major.
Yeah. Says.
I like the whole thing, right? The thing is really, I'm really excited. I even came up with some lyrics the other day for it. I don't know where I put them. No idea where they went. Oh, yeah. Life has taught you to be suspicious.
Where's
that's
that
a good
bit?
Start, isn't it? That's the opening line. I got a way that it fits in. Count your chickens, watch as they don't hatch. Good girls shouldn't be ambitious. I haven't got the next line.
Definitely do something.
I love it, Phil. Well, I love it.
I could put a guitar thing with the old, you know, like distorted thing and a sort of basic click and then send it to you. You put the bass on.
Yeah.
Take it from
great.
There.
I'll get my old automated drum machine to bang out the beats.
Oh yeah. You could
Oh yeah. If only I had a chance, I would get on and do that. That would be great. I'm really looking forward to it. So watch this space, loyal Phil and Danny show. Not in so many. We haven't actually launched it yet.
You've got me.
I haven't put it out there. Yeah.
And I've got you.
I guess.
So there we go.
That's what we need, isn't it? I guess at some point we should actually publish it. You know.
Yeah.
I think we've got to make that decision. You know. Do you think it's something you want to keep doing?
Oh, no, I love doing it. It doesn't matter if anyone watches it.
Me too. Great. I haven't actually released the podcast stream onto the internet. So I should do that. Maybe I'll do that with this episode. And we'll be up and running.
I'm just trying to find. Hang on, 7th. I think it calls 7th. I just want to think it's that one. Yeah. So have you heard of the G7th? I think it's this one. Yeah, the G7th Capo.
No.
Right, so I bought it. They're really expensive. And they're beautiful. They're very, very nice. They come in a lovely box and they're, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those game changers. I'm a sucker for game changer. So the idea is you just put it on and squeeze. You see? And so
yes.
The advert, they're going like, yeah, you see? So here's the classic. This is what I've used for years, the old lever. You know, click.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I do that, click it, click, and fine.
Can't
no
see.
Problem with
I can't
it.
See.
Oh, sorry.
I can't see what you're doing.
So you put that on, just click it, the old style.
Yeah.
Right? And it's absolutely fine, right. So this one.
Beautiful.
Because some of my guitars, they start buzzing and it's all a bit of a pain up. And so this is much more even pressure. And on the advert, it looks, and you just squeeze like that. Squeeze, and it holds.
Yeah,
right?
Squeeze
it
on.
It looks like it's going.
Right,
Right, so on the electric, that's not bad, but you do have to give it a bit of a squeeze. You know, it's not quite like, just gentle. And then, it's fine. And it's good, there's nothing out of it. You know, it's nice and in tune, and it's quite small profile. And when you let go, you just press the button, it clicks up. It's very nice. But it's not quite, you know what I mean? I thought, between those, but it is nice. I love it. I do use it all the time, because it's very nice, just the way you just kind of like that, squeeze, and you're ready to go. It is quite simple.
And you're ready to go.
You know.
What's it called? The G7 Capo.
Of course, I've got version something, and literally when I got home, went on the website, it's like version 3 out now, which is, it's like, what? You know, I mean, it's very nice. And it's not, I like it because of its slim profile, because,
It does look very nice, How about on the acoustic guitar?
Well, it's not quite, you know, because I was... It's okay, but you still, you have to give it quite. This is probably better, the old style, because you get the tension and click it on. But because I use capos a lot, I use a lot of different keys. So
you do.
I like I lost one. That's why I've got. I usually have three because I've got lots of. You know, I have one upstairs, one in the house, and one in here. You know, so wherever I am, you know. And I lost one. So when I went to get one, and they're a bit of a pain, these, because bits fall off them, that little bit falls off, and no, they don't last forever. And, and the guy in the shop said, oh, yeah, you know, they're really good, those. It's a new design, all this sort of stuff, British made, all that kind of, I fell for it, didn't I? Only 40 quid. Oh,
game changer. I got really hit up for capos coming up to Christmas, was it this year? There was suddenly, you know, there was loads of, it seemed like loads of game-changing capos in town. You know, a really big push on the capo manufacturing front. I managed to
avoid
purchasing one of those game changers.
I just love a bit of hardware, though. We talked about last time, a bit of hardware. The real thing, you can't beat it. It's never, I mean, software is great, but it's never that. It's like, you know, I've got Ozone 9, but it's like, great, click, there it is. And it will be great when you use it, but it's not like having something
tangible. Oh, I don't know, Phil. You see, I love my software as much as I do love a bit of hardware, but the software, it does it for me.
No, I agree. Look, I love
it, really does.
Logic, but you know, the other thing I want to show you is this mic, which I don't know if I've shown it to you before. I don't know if you can see it. I can't really get it. Can you see it?
That's Taylor's, isn't it?
Yeah. It is utterly gorgeous. Avantone C12.
Is it?
It's gorgeous.
Avantone.
C12. And you know why I love it so much? And I would, it's the best mic I've got for one reason, because I bought it, I've got probably three mics I use always.
Yeah.
The others have been like flash in the pans. I use that all the time. I use my Neumann, which is obviously amazing. And that's pretty much it, actually, those two. You know, and
really, first, for everything.
Yeah, and then I've got a few others, but yeah, I use a stereo pair on something as well. That's quite nice.
Yeah, right.
And so that one, I bought it and it arrived, beautiful wooden box and all that sort of stuff. And the grill on it, there's a little grill on the top. And when I was singing, it was slightly wonky. I mean, it was so small, wonky. So I rang them up, and it wasn't a problem. I just, you know, just said, oh, because it's expensive. And I said, no, it's not. It works. It's beautiful. I said, I love it. It's just, and they went, no, absolutely. We're going to send someone around and pick it up. We're perfectionists. I was going, what's the land for? They said, no, it is. We completely get it. It'll be really annoying. We're not going to let you accept this. You know, they were really nice, right? And that day, Priya turned up with a new mic.
No.
In a box.
Yeah. No.
Personally, or whatever, you know. They just and they said, we've had it. We're not going to use someone who'd ever been putting the grills on. There was a batch. And they said, you're not the first person. So I love it that it's not just me. Like, people, the grills are a bit wonky. And it is, you know, you do notice because you look at the mic when you're singing, and if it's slightly not...
Oh, and isn't that so nice to meet somebody else who cares like you care?
Yes.
Oh.
And the manufacturers as well, because they could have just said, oh, put up with it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's such a good mic. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. And it's even more gorgeous now. It's even more gorgeous now you know
that. It's so nice.
Yeah. It does. That enhances its gorgeousness, doesn't it?
And Taylor Swift, you know, she had that blind test, wasn't it? And she only, apparently she insists on using that. I mean, whether that's still true, that she used to.
Yeah.
Because it's not like what she can have. Christ, she can have anything.
Yeah.
She could have, you know, the best. It's, I can't remember, is it 390 quid or so? You know, it's not. It's middle range.
Mm.
It's not a U67 or anything like that, which are thousands.
No. So I'd love to do a mic test with you. I'm going to put that down we'd have to be in the same place to do that, though. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge. But or you send me your mics, but I don't want. That's not going to happen.
I'm going to sell them anyway, Dan.
Yeah, sell them. No, I only want that one and the other one that you use and the one I use.
Yeah.
I've only got one mic. So I just use that Rode NT1A, which...
They're great.
But I'd love to, you know, like we was, you know, I can just hear... I'd love to listen to the difference between a few mics, you know.
Yeah, there's a big... That one's really warm. It's beautiful for vocals.
Oh, God, yeah. No, hang on a second. Yes, right. I've got to go, Phil. Got to go.
Oh, okay.
But I want to leave you with recording lounge. I listened to this podcast where this guy has set up a business.
Right.
They've gone and borrowed all the mics, pretty much all the mics, and then exhaustively recorded them,
yeah.
You know, each mic doing exactly the same thing in a variety of different positions in different rooms. And they've set up this website, and you can choose which mic, what source, you know, you can put that all together, and listen, A/B test all of them.
Wow.
But what was it called?
And have you heard something? Can you hear differences or?
I've not been on it.
The smoothness. It's not the quality. Most mics, they're good quality in terms of clarity. It's more like the edge of that clarity. It's because it can be quite harsh. It can be quite toppy. It can be too boomy or too, you know.
Yes.
It's something about, I don't know, because I've got that big vocal mic I've got, I can't even remember what it's called now. Gemini 2, it's got two vowels and it's beautiful, it's massive, big wide thing. It's almost too good, it's just incredibly clear. Yeah. And I can't really work it out. I've used it a lot, but it's almost a bit too, it's quite strange.
Right, well, Phil. Yeah. Have a lovely evening. Thank you very much.
See you soon. See, well, I might speak to you before next week if anything happens. If I find out how to route Ozone 9.
Yeah. If I find out, yeah, I'll let you know too. Otherwise, take care.
See you soon. Bye. Phil and Danny Show. Phil and Danny Show. Phil and Danny, rock on.